Jason Smith of the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse at Lumen Christi High School. The Titans hosting the Western Panthers in Interstate 8 action. Welcome, Jason.
Yeah.
Good night for basketball. A little different crowd than the one we had less than 24 hours ago out of Jackson High. Not quite as packed, which is shocking because this is a pretty good rivalry between these two. Lumen Christi playing a lot better recently. Now, we have been saying all along, and we're starting to look silly.
Yeah.
Because we were saying, look, they're better than this record is. They're going to start playing well. They're going to beat some teams. And going into the district tournament, they're going to be in the conversation about who wins that district.
They'll be a tough out, for sure.
And for a while, even the last time we saw them, we started to feel like, maybe we were wrong. And then they rallied. They beat Northwest 54-36.
Yep.
And played the best game we've seen them play all year, and maybe in a couple years, to get that win. And then they won 52-32 against a Marshall team that we just saw beat this Western Panther team.
Yeah.
Now, it was a back-to-back game, and that has not worked out well for – it didn't work out for Western against Marshall, and it didn't work out well for Marshall against Lumen. So, tired legs, whatever it was, I think both teams are going to be rested up and ready to go for their best effort tonight. But Lumen Christi winning four of their last five, it's no fluke.
Yeah.
They're rounding into form. They beat Battle Creek Penfield 56-36. And that's an 11-7 team now. They would be 12-6 if they had won that game with Lumen. So that's a good team. They're starting to beat good teams. They're starting to figure things out and get – I don't know if it's getting into basketball shape or what, but Lumen's playing well right now.
Yeah, they're playing tremendously well, and it was a little bit of a rough stretch. I mean, they won a game they were supposed to win with Harper Creek, but then you have just a murderer's row, really, with Western, Coldwater, Hanover, and then you have the Penfield win, which was great for them. Then they ran up against a tough Mason team, and then they rattled off their three straight since then. But, like you said, probably the last 5 or 6 weeks, this Lumen team has really stepped up their game, and they're starting to play like it's tournament time.
They're 5-6 in the league, so, you know, that is what it is based on who they played. And like you said, that's a tough league.
Yeah.
But finally starting to get some things. I think it took this long for some players to understand their roles. Everybody's getting healthy. Well, they were. We'll go over that when we look at the starting lineup. But, I think things are looking good for Lumen right now. They have this game, then they play Friday at Coldwater. That's going to be a tough one. So a couple back-to-back tough ones. They could lose both of these, but then they go into a district where they're going to be, to me, they have as good a chance of winning that as anybody else.
And they have a first-round bye, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
So.
And they'll be waiting the winner of East Jackson and Grass Lake, and both of those teams are teams that I would say Lumen
should beat. Yeah.
So, looking good for Lumen Christi. Glad to be here tonight. And the pregame here for Jimmy's Towing. Western, meanwhile, 13-4 overall. We saw them have a tough loss against Marshall at home. Battled the whole way, but as we mentioned, that was the second game of a back-to-back for them.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever level of high school basketball, NBA, college, wherever, if you're playing night two of a back-to-back, legs are going to be an issue.
Yeah.
You hear that all the time in the NBA where they're going, that's day two of a back-to-back. Teams do not have great records in those games, and so that's I'm going to give that an opportunity to be in a – I won't let them use it as an excuse because they played hard in that Marshall game. But basically what we're saying is this is a good Western team. Don't let that loss fool you because before that they had won 8 in a row.
Yeah.
And they are 10-2 in the league. They've clinched a share of the I-8 championship. If they win tonight, they clinch it outright.
Yes, they do.
If they lose tonight, then they'll have another game against VC Harper Creek, which is a game they'll be heavy favorites in on Friday. And if they win that one,
they got to hope for a Lumen win against Coldwater to wrap up the division. So really, Lumen can play spoiler at any point in this.
A Western win or a Coldwater loss, either one clinches it for Western. And even if Coldwater were to win out and Western would lose out, it'd be a tie. So they're not going to lose anything. They'll be I-8 champs. The difference is will they be co-champs or outright champs. And I think they have that in their mind tonight, and I think we're going to see their best effort. It's a fun Western team to watch, too. They match up size-wise a lot better with Lumen than they did against Marshall. And I think it all goes with they all go as Nate Burke goes. He's their he's their leader. That was obvious in that Marshall game, as obvious as it's ever been. But he goes out and plays hard, and they follow that, I think. So looking for a good one on Nate Burke tonight. These two teams did meet on January 15th. Lumen got the win, Western got the win 54-38. So they have that little advantage too. But we've seen Lumen lost to Northwest early in the year, came back, got them the second time around. So we'll see how they game plan and what they can get done tonight.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this one, mostly because of, like you said, Lumen, the second time around in this conference, I don't know if they've just gotten better as the year's gone on or if they finally have gotten into basketball shape or both. And so it's been real fun to see these guys sort of roar back in the second half of this season.
Yeah, I can imagine some of these other teams that are looking at Lumen in the district, East Jackson, Grass Lake, Vandercook Lake, Napoleon will be out there. I can see some of them looking at Lumen's 5-10 record and going, all right, well, that's an easy one, and being completely wrong because they are not pushovers. They defend as hard as anybody in the area, and now they're starting to score points a little bit. Yeah, they're going to be a tough out for anybody in the district tournament.
And they lost 9 of their first 10, but since then, they're 4-1.
Right.
So.
Yep. So we will we'll look forward to a good one, Interstate 8 battle. Crosstown rivals, always a fun game. Student sections are filling in a little bit here as we move towards game time. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing, and we'll come back and look at the starting lineups on WKHM, and we are online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Jason Smith on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. Lumen Christie and Western getting set to match up here. Just minutes away from the tip. And Jason, why don't we take a look at the starting lineups?
Yeah, let's start with the visiting Western Panthers. They will roll out with Nate Burke, their senior. Also senior Tyler Oxley. Then they go with junior Caleb Griffin and a pair of sophomores, Landon French, and their three-point standout specialist, Trey Cottingham.
Friday night, Landon French won the Subway Player of the Game award for that game. Looked for his own shot. He was great at jumping into the lane and getting a nice little jumper off or a floater. And he also showed some three-point range. He played really well, and it's great if you're Coach Molnick's, if you're going to be hanging around for a few years, to know that Landon French and Trey Cottingham are going to be there for a couple more years too.
Yeah.
Because both of them can really light up the scoreboard, and they've worked their way into the starting lineup. Neither one of these guys was starting when we started the year. They worked their way into that lineup, and it's undeniable. Cottingham had a rough game Friday night, and that was one of the reasons that Western lost, I think, because they really count on his scoring.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to not have to rely solely on Nate Burke for your offense. He's got some other options on the floor to work with that helps space out the defense a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oxley's a nice guy, too. Takes up a lot of space down low. He's a tough kid, strong kid, so you're not going to move him around. I really like the idea that maybe he and Dayton Keller match up a little bit.
Yep.
And I could see Burke matching up against Keller a little bit too, honestly.
Yeah, from the athleticism standpoint. And Nick Thomas likes to work a little bit down low here and there too, so having Oxley and a big body down there is going to help. Tyler Wisman off the bench too is a good-sized kid.
Good length.
He'll be able to help out down low too.
What about Lumen? Who do they start tonight?
Lumen's got the usual suspects, save for a few injuries tonight. They will roll out with seniors Dayton Keller, Nick Thomas, Bobby Willis, and Kyer Johnson, and then the junior in Connor Spencer. And you had mentioned that there are a couple of players out tonight with injuries.
Yeah, after kind of felt like Lumen was getting healthy, Bobby Willis missed some games early in the year, lingering football injury. I think Jack Kelly was still kind of, you know, healing up from football season. And then they have Bashinsky, who was not eligible after transferring, but now he was coming into being available. And then now they've got Jack Kelly out with a concussion and Basil Hampton, who we saw knock down some nice shots the last time we were here. Lumen and was it Jackson?
Yes.
Or was it Northwest?
Northwest.
Either way, he was showing off some good shooting moves, but he's got an ankle injury, so they're without those two guys tonight. A couple guys who really do contribute for this squad, so they'll have to try and fill that void. So there's your starting lineup. So let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here. We'll come back, get the tip-off, and get this underway. Lumen Christi and Western tonight on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse at Lumen Christi High School, ready for a matchup with the Titans and the Panthers of Western. You know, Jason, that game against Northwest, Lumen Christi really won that with a game plan. They kept the ball out of Buckner's hands, and to me, that was Tyler Aldridge coming into his own as a head coach in the area. This is his second year in this job. Really get a feel for the job, and you can see the players have bought in, and I think that contributes to why they're playing really well right now. Is that, you know, that's just his system is coming into place, and hopefully that means good years ahead for the Lumen Christi basketball program, which has struggled in the last couple years.
Oh yeah, I mean you're gonna lose some key players this year with Keller Thomas, Bobby Willis, Kyer Johnson, all seniors. But you've got some good pieces at the junior level with Jack Kelly and Caleb Boyce. Logan Page has played a few minutes here and there. Patrick O'Dowd. Then you've got the sophomores with Basil Hampton and Caden Bashinsky. Matt Saunders could be a contributor at some point next year, too. So there's a lot of decent players down at the junior varsity. We got a chance to watch the JV game earlier. And there's some promise there.
Well, and that's kind of, you know, we get to kind of watch the chess game because Molnix has had a couple years of success in a row here at Western, and here he is ready to maybe clinch this Interstate 8 championship tonight. So he's the guy on top of the hill right now, and Aldridge is going to want to try and knock him off. So we're underway as Western wins the tip. Cottingham had to chase it way into the backcourt, but he's got it dribbling up over the midline. Checked there by Kyer Johnson, and man-to-man defense for the Titans right now. As Cottingham gets in the lane, jumper is good. Just a nice one-handed little runner, and it's 2-0 Western.
And that's going to be a fun matchup.
Spencer open for three, rattled it in and out. He hit a bunch of them in the last time we were here against Northwest, so keep an eye on Spencer. Connor Spencer, I think he had 19 that game and was player of the game. Burke drives, dishes out, Landon French for three, and knocks it down. Hot shooting right now for Western. It's 5-0. Nice drive and dish out on the play there by Burke to set up French for the open look. Landon French staying hot here early. Full court pressure by the Panthers into the corner. Spencer, open for three, and again he missed. Rebounded by French. Gets it out to Burke. Looking to push tempo a little bit. Thomas chases him down, and Burke will slow it down. Getting a screen from Oxley. Burke drives past him into the lane, drops it off for, that is, Caleb Griffin. And that one is going to be a foul against Western. Lumen.
That'll be on Kyer Johnson.
We've seen him get in foul trouble the last couple times we've watched Lumen, so they're better when he's on the floor. He'll try and hopefully be a little more careful.
He's incredibly aggressive on the defensive end.
He is. French runner, kind of a jump hook across the lane, missed it. And Lumen rebounds. 5-0 they trail. 6.5 to go first quarter. Bobby Willis loses the basketball momentarily. Gets it back. Johnson open for three. He fires and hits. Nothing but the bottom. Good look for Kyer Johnson. It's 5-3. Burke takes 5 seconds to get it in. He had no help.
Yeah.
Burke went to take the ball out. Johnson pressuring Cottingham. They couldn't get it inbound. Turnover for the Panthers, and Lumen could tie it up or go ahead here. 6:20 to go first quarter. It's 5-3. Panthers. Bobby Willis to inbound from the baseline. Drops it into Johnson for two on the baseline. Left it short. Rebounded by Oxley. And Burke's out ahead of everyone. Feeds Cottingham running ahead. He'll step back and fire for three. No. Rebounded Griffin. Trapped under the basket, passes out to Burke, who will dribble out wisely to reset. Gets a screen from Oxley. Goes right wing into the corner for French. Pump fakes a triple. Dribbles in. Willis, good job on the defense. French out to Cottingham. He'll attack into the elbow and then dribble back out right wing. Screen from Oxley for Cottingham. Goes around it. Oxley pops, fires for three. Hit it!
Oh, the big man.
You got a big guy who can set a screen like that and just slip it and hit the three. You're looking pretty good. Keller's first touch gets it down low against Oxley. Passes out to Willis. Cross to Spencer. Pump fakes a triple. Drives. Now he'll pull up from the baseline and hit. Spencer, Connor Spencer has really started looking for his own shot a lot more than he did early in the year.
Yeah.
And the confidence is really helping Lumen. As Thomas steals a long pass, gets it to Keller, who's going to drive, puts it up. Wanted a foul, nothing. Thomas rebounds. Willis will drive now, drops it to Thomas. He goes off the glass, got it, and the whistle. That's going to be a block against Oxley. Oxley tried to take the contact, but Thomas went straight up. And that is going to go against Oxley. Chance for a three-point play here for Nick Thomas. He could tie it up. It's 8-7 right now. Panther lead, 5:08 to go here first quarter. Great feed by Willis to get to Thomas. And Thomas really likes to work that baseline, Jason.
Yes, he does.
Misses the free throw. Good box out. Burt gets the rebound. He brings it up the middle of the floor. Gets into the lane. Gets real deep. Loses his footing. Went out of bounds.
It's a little bit of a slip trying to stop.
Set his foot down, slid. A little bit of jaw in there on the court, too, and I like it because I think Bobby Willis and Nate Burke were jawing a little bit. And two of the guys who I think are just, that's just competitiveness showing up. Panthers are pressing. Under 5 minutes to go first quarter, 8-7. Lumen leads. Spencer shoots again. Just so much confidence in his jump shot right now. It's 9-8. Lumen gets their first lead of the game. Burke working against Nick Thomas. Crosses him over. Nice move. Into the corner for French for three, and that's going to come off front rim. Spencer rebounds. Gets it out to Johnson. Johnson looking to push tempo right up the middle. Stops at the three-point line and fires. No. Oxley rebounds that one. He'll hand it to Burke. Keller pressures a little bit, but Burke brings it up the middle of the floor. Screen from Oxley. Dribbles into the elbow. Now he picks up the dribble cross court to Cottingham. Cottingham called for a screen from Griffin. And now he won't use it. Goes to the left side. Gets into the baseline. Backing up against Johnson. Has to pass it out for French. He gets into the lane. Drops it off for Oxley. Nice driving dish. Easy bucket for Oxley. And Western goes back in front. I like the back and forth right now. 10-9 lead for the Panthers.
This is probably the best we've seen Tyler Oxley play in a while.
Up the court to Keller. Two on one after they break the pressure. Gets it down to Spencer. And he missed. Keller rebounds. His putback attempt, no good, but he does get fouled on the shot. And that's two free throws for Dayton Keller. Now, they didn't have Keller active for that game against Northwest the last time we saw Lumen. And it... I think the offense flowed a little more freely, and now you can feel like they have that flow, but with Keller on the floor, and I think that makes them ultimately a lot more dangerous.
Exactly.
A lot better offensive team here. 10-9 early going. Now we're tied at 10 after Keller hits the first. Round of substitutions here from the Panthers. Casto onto the floor, as well as the 6'7 Wisman, and our other guy there, Jordan Talutke. Wisman played the best he has in that game against Marshall, although it ended in a loss. Earned himself some extra minutes, I imagine. Thomas rebounds the miss. Offensive rebound, a second chance. Spencer for three, and he hits. He's got that jumper going. You're going to have to find him on every possession because he is getting that shot off so quick now. 13-10, Lumen leads. Burt dribbles right with a screen from Wisman. Switched on to Keller. Now goes right side for French. He'll get into the lane. Stops, fading jumper, and Spencer got him on the head. Two shots for French.
That'll be the first on Spencer, team second. Two team fouls each for Panthers and the Titans, and we'll get a substitution here. Matt Saunders getting set to check in after this first shot.
French at the line with 3:13 to go, 13-10, our first quarter at WKHM. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, one of our sponsors, and of course they have the new Trips Ceramic Pro to help that paint job stay lustrous.
Looks gorgeous. Oh, I need it on my car for sure.
He can cut it to a one-point game again with the free throw. Left it short, and Spencer, nice box out and rebound. Spencer looks so much more confident tonight, Jason, than he did really early in the season, and that's obviously translating to just a better rounded-up game. It's really nice to see when players develop like that.
Yeah, not afraid to take his shot when he's got an opening.
High post for Keller. Backing against Wiseman. Spins, left-hand shot off the glass. A little off balance, but not a bad shot. Rebounded, though, by Burke. Western trails 13-11. Chance to tie it up or go ahead here. Burke dribbling to the right side for French. Driving against Spencer on the baseline to get a little bump, and that's going to be Spencer's second, and that's a big foul because he's going to go to the bench now with two as Lumen's going to send in Connor Hubble to replace him.
So two quick ones for Connor Spencer, two for Tyler Oxley on the Western side of things.
2:34 left, first quarter. It's a two-point lead for the Titans, but Western with a basketball on the baseline after the foul. French inbounds to Wiseman, left corner. He'll get it out to Burke, right wing. Bobby Willis guarding him out there. Burke threatening to shoot it. Now he'll dribble back to reset, right side for Casto. Casto reverse dribble, catches Burke, cutting the baseline. Burke almost lost it, able to tap it out to Taluki, and French gets open. Taluki offensive rebound, the putback is good. We're tied at 13. Full court pressure again for the Panthers, looking to trap Willis. Hung up, and we get a timeout from the Titan bench. Might as well use them. 2:02 to go first quarter, tied at 13. Let's take a 30-second break, and we're back with more on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Jason Smith and Lumen Christie High School, the Titans and Western Panthers tied at 13 with 2:02 to go first quarter. Inbound to Kyer Johnson wearing the old patent leather black and white Jordans, one of my favorite sneakers of all time.
Caden Bashinsky in for the Titans.
First time we've seen him get minutes this year.
Oh!
Got a hand in the passing lane, and it got made contact with a fan who's climbing the bleachers.
She had something to say to him, too.
She got heated.
Yeah, she did. So the game's over there.
Thomas will inbound, goes into the backcourt for Johnson. Awkward dribble, and now he's stuck. He'll pass up quick. Good quick reaction by Johnson. High post for Keller out to Hubble, and he'll get it back to Bashinsky, swinging around the outside to Johnson. Western comes out of the timeout in a zone. Hubble fires for three in the corner, fading. Pretty shot. And a big shot by Lumen. 16-13, they move in front.
Way off balance, too.
Elijah Ebong into the game now for Western. Nate Burke working against Nick Thomas. Two really great area football players. Two fun guys to watch. Nice pass by Burke for a wide open Ebong in the corner. He misses it, but the length of Wiseman, too much to box out, and he goes up high and gets the rebound in 16-15. Pressure by Western. Ebong nearly gets the steal, and Thomas on the follow through got him in the eye. Ebong looks like he's going to stay out. It looked a lot more serious than it ended up being.
Daniel Dustin checking into the game, senior. We'll get a timeout from the Panther bench.
30-second break for Coach Molnix. We'll take a 30-second break as well here on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Jason Smith at Lumen Christie High School. 53.6 to go first quarter. A fun first quarter. A back-and-forth game here. Lumen leads by 1, 16-15 with the basketball in under a minute. Bashinsky's got it deep right wing. Western's kind of playing a 2-3 zone, but they're kind of trapping on the ball. High post for Hubble. Right wing for Keller. Back out to Bashinsky. Keller right corner. Now he's going to drive, gets into the air, drops it off for Hubble on the baseline, hits the jumper. Hubble and Spencer both shooting the lights out here.
Yeah.
And that's helped keep Lumen in front. 18-15, Western and Cottingham coming down. Crossover against Bushinski into the lane, drops it up for the big man down low, and that is Daniel Dustin with the finish.
Both teams shooting really, really high percentages right now.
Getting good looks, so good open looks. And a little pressure from the Western defense, and Dustin will get contact with Hubble out there. Just the third team foul for the Panthers. 7.5 seconds left in the first quarter.
Brett Casto going to check in. Nate Burke will get a quick breather for about 8 seconds. 7.5 to be exact. Bushinski to inbound for the Titans.
Bushinski goes to Johnson in the backcourt. 6 seconds. Left side for Bushinski. Gets to Hubble in the corner. Thought about the three. Back out to Bushinski. And I don't think he got it off. Missed the shot anyway. Time runs out in the first quarter. It's 18-17. Lumen holding on to a one-point lead. Let's take a one-minute break, and we're back with the second quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle and Jason Smith ready for the second quarter. 8 minutes on the clock. Lumen Christie, the basketball to start our second quarter. Bobby Willis inbounds, Kyer Johnson, Nick Thomas, Dayton Keller, and Connor Hubble on the floor. If your name is Connor, a good chance you've made a couple jumpers tonight. Nick Thomas gets it at the elbow, turns around and shoots. Just missed it, but a good-looking shot. Rebounded, and French pushing the pace. Great drop-off to Dustin. Missed it. Little pressure there. Changed the shot a little bit, but he missed an easy one. Good job by French to set him up. Panthers will keep possession, however, as the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch on the Titans.
Dustin, French, Cottingham, Casto, Burke.
Burke gets in the corner, knocked away momentarily, drives the baseline, stepped out just as he threw it to Casto in the corner. So a turnover by Burke. 7:28, second quarter. 18-17 the score. And that's the Titans in front. Inbound to Thomas, goes back to Willis. So Thomas did the old classic, ran out of bounds. You can throw it to the other player. But that was on a turnover. I don't think you can do that on a turnover play.
That was illegal. No, yeah. Won't matter either way. Western's got the ball now after the shot goes
and
up over the backboard.
Yeah, I think Coach Malnix was starting to complain, but since nothing happened, he's rescinded. As a running shot by Cottingham, Keller blocks it, saves it, though, and it goes right to Burke. Gets out to French, who looks to drive, and an offensive foul called against French.
Pushed off with the forearm. That's a no-no. And that is foul number one on Landon French.
It was subtle, but the official was right there to catch it.
It's just enough to knock Bobby Willis off balance, and that's what kind of triggered the whistle.
Inbound goes to Thomas. He'll hand it back to Willis as the Panthers continue to pressure.
Got
to
get it up
into the
here.
Middle, and he brings it over the midline. Now they got numbers. Passes out to Hubble, open for three. He's been hitting tonight, and he does it again. 21-17, four-point lead now for the Panthers. Or excuse me, for the Titans, their biggest lead of the game.
Yep.
Burke brings it up over midcourt. Getting two screens there on Thomas. Burke goes right side, working against Willis. Out to Cottingham. Deep triple, left it short, long rebound. Goes right to Burke, and he's in the corner. Pump fakes and drives. Between two guys, puts it up and misses it. Help defense there by Keller made the difference, and he gets the rebound. Dribbling up, stops at the right wing, pulls up for three, missed. And rebound battle, and they're going to get Thomas for the loose ball foul. He and French were working against one another. 21-17 right now. Lumen Christie in the lead with 6:14 to go first half.
Tyler Wissman now into the game for the Panthers. That foul just the first on Nick Thomas, team's fourth.
Cottingham working left side, now dribbling toward the middle of the floor. Gets a screen from Wissman and French, goes left side. Wissman rolls to the bucket. Cottingham tries to feed him, goes off the rim actually. Long rebound though, pops out to French, and Burke crossover against Thomas, drops it off. Great feed for Wissman. And Wissman's dropping it off at the door on that one. 21-19.
Nice Western, and easy day.
Yeah, Western keeping pace. And there's the pressure causing a turnover. Bobby Willis put himself in the quarterback role and overthrew the receiver up the left sideline. And it'll be Panther ball. The pressure paying off. And since no one touched it, they get it right under their own basket.
Good opportunity here. Ebong into the game. He will inbound.
Ebong from the baseline. Everybody else coupled out at the top of the key area. Cottingham streaks to the left wing, and they'll catch him in the corner. Cottingham double-teamed there. Passes out. French, heady play to catch it before it gets out of bounds. Now he's looking to drive against Willis. Spin move. Keller, great help. Defense made it a tough shot. And he'll get whistled for a foul. I don't
agree with that.
I'm
call.
On Keller's side on yeah. that one. He had a good position, and French forced it up. Got bailed out on that call a little bit. Western with a chance to tie it now from the free throw line. 21-19, they trail.
And that's Keller's first. Uncharacteristic of these Titans. Normally Keller and Thomas both have two or three by this point in the game.
Yeah, Nick's been able to stay out there and not commit a foul. What, did he have one?
He had one.
He
and
did
he just
it, yeah.
got it in the second quarter. French knocks down the first. 21-20.
That one goes off the heel, rebounded by Hubble. Hubble will get it to Johnson as Western falls back into that zone defense, kind of zone trap. Keller gets to the high post. Burke disrupted from behind. Western with the basketball now, 21-20. They trail by one. Ebon gets a screen. Rolling
oh,
Wissman.
Nice feed.
What a screen and roll. The defender fell down. Wissman made his way to the basket, and great job by Ebon to know where he was. And now a steal on the full court pressure. And that's going to be a foul. So you jinxed Nick Thomas on that one, I think.
they might call that on Johnson. And they are going to call
is.
That on
either way, that's his second. So with under 5 minutes to go in the half, 22-21 Western back in front, making a couple of turnovers happen with their full court pressure. And now French has it on the right sideline. Caleb, into the backcourt for Ebong.
Caleb Griffin in for the Panthers.
Wissman looking to screen Johnson. Johnson caught his ankle, and he's hobbled right now. Doesn't seem to be phasing him as he goes right out and pressures Ebong.
Yeah, he does. Wow.
Right in his face. Ebong got to Cottingham. He gets a screen. Wissman looking to roll. They trap him off the screen. Cottingham trapped him. We'll get a timeout from the Western bench. 4:30 left in the first half. It's 22-21 Western. Let's take a 30-second break here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So the timeout here on our second quarter, 4.5 left in our first half, 22-21. It's been a back-and-forth game the whole way, Jason. Stat update, who's leading the way right now?
Well, right now you've got Tyler Oxley's got 5, Tyler Wisman's got 6, you've got 8 out of Connor Hubble, you've got 7 from Connor Spencer. So if your name's Connor, or Tyler for that matter, you're having an awesome night.
That's pretty funny, actually. Both teams have 2 guys with the same first name, leading them in scoring. Wisman has actually been just a tremendous pick-and-roll guy for Western. Yeah. If they could do that all night, I would. French open for 3 on this one, and nothing but the bottom of the net. And Western jumps out to a 25-21 lead. Up the court, they do a good job breaking the press. Get it to Keller, who makes a great feed to a slicing Caleb Boyce. And good job on the press break by the Titans. Cottingham stops for 3 at the top of the key and gets the bottom of the net. Hot shooting by Western right here out of the timeout. And Willis feeds it all the way down to Keller. Good job. That was the tight end in him making that catch.
Yeah.
And he missed the shot, but he gets the rebound.
Great rebound.
Into the corner. Hubble open again for 3. No. Tap and chased down by Thomas. And Titans will get another shot at it here with 3:33 left in the half. 28-23. They're trailing right now. And we're going to get a three-second call, I think, against the Titans. We've got a... Oh, Western's spent a lot of time thinking about foul calls.
Yeah.
Or non-calls, but it, really, I think, keep the head focused on what you're doing well right now. We've been getting some good looks and open shots for your shooters. Now we'll get a timeout from the Titan bench. So we'll take a 30-second break again. 3:28 to go. 28-23. The visiting Panthers lead right now in WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Remains here in the first half, and a couple of trips down the floor with three-point buckets from both of the sophomores, Cottingham and French, has gotten Western into a 28-23 lead. They have the basketball now as well. They go with Ebong, French, Casto, Burke, and Wisman. Burke gets a screen. Wisman rolls right to the front of the basket. These guys have been able to find him down there for some bunnies. Burt gets into the lane, and he'll draw a foul down there.
And
both coaches are just riding these officials.
Yeah,
all
they are.
I know that official, and I know he's got a good attitude about it.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a while, but.
He just puts the hand up and says, I don't want to hear it. I'm right, you're wrong, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
That foul on Caleb Boyce will send Burke to the line for a one-on-one. Seven team fouls for the Titans, just four for the Panthers right now.
Burke at the stripe, lefty free throw. Looked like it was going to go short, but he got just enough front rim to roll in. 29-23. And that'll get Taluki back into the ball game. Give French a breather. I feel like the facial expression on Coach Malnick's is the same whether you did poorly or good.
Yeah.
It's intense nonstop. Missed the free throw there, and the rebound chased out of bounds. Burke last touch. Bobby Willis will take it out, and Western Panthers set up the full court pressure. And they go down court to Keller. Takes it to the bucket, lefty finger roll. We'll get a foul against Wisman, and Keller will go to the line for a pair.
It looks like they've been trying that deep out pass to Keller. Get him an open look.
3:06 to go. In the first half, trading fouls here for the last minute or so. It's Keller from the line gets that one to rattle in. Johnson and Spencer will come back into the game. I feel like Spencer went to the bench and sat maybe a little too long for my taste for how well he was shooting. But I think they were kind of trying to ride the hot hand of Connor Hubble, and so you didn't want to take him out. So now Spencer on the floor. We'll see if he can keep that jump shot going. Missed free throw by Keller and rattles around. And finally, Burke gets the loose ball. Taluki's got it in the corner and right into the lane. Drops it off for Wisman. Takes it up high. Tyler Wisman is really a difference maker with that height for the Panthers if he can get it that close to the bucket. Johnson breaks the press basically himself. And Spencer... all alone, and he did take an extra step. They'll get him for the travel, and rightly so. 31-24, 7-point lead for the Panthers with the basketball and 2:41 on the clock here. Late second quarter. A lot of basketball still to come here. Stay tuned on the halftime, though. Get you our stats for Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road. Ebong gets into the free throw line area, passes up to Cottingham in the right corner. He faces up against Johnson, dribbles out, and gives to Ebong. Deep right wing. Now he starts to penetrate, gets down, and looks to feed Dustin on a cut under the basket. They'll call it out of bounds off of Dayton Keller's leg.
And they continue to try to feed the post.
Yeah,
low block.
Yeah, they'll get penetration from one of those guards into the lane, and when the help defense comes, they're ready to drop it off to one of those big guys who is cutting right to the basket. So they know where they're going to be. Burke drives on that one, gets into the air, and draws a foul, and he'll go back to the free throw line.
And that one is on Bobby Willis, his first, number 8 on the team. 1-1 again for Nate Burke.
The foul calls have really slowed this right down.
Yeah.
The pace. We had a really good pace going, and it was fun, and now it's slowed right out. Just slowed down.
Yep.
Missed the free throw, rattled in and out. Keller gets the rebound. They're going to pressure the ball here, and now the Western defenders will retreat. Johnson at to the top of the key, out to Bushinski into the corner for Spencer. 3-point shot, missed it off the heel. Long rebound out, and Cottingham gets it, fires way ahead to Talutki, loses his footing, and he'll turn it over. Johnson now on the penetration, knocked away by Burke, and he comes up with the ball. And he hooked around Willis.
And they're going to call Willis for the foul.
Yeah, Willis
I don't
got
agree
called
with
for
call.
The foul. Willis has a legitimate complaint.
Yeah.
There was definitely contact, but it was Burke hooking that off arm around him. And
yeah. As
Aldridge demonstrates to the official.
Yeah, that was definitely sort of like a swim move stiff arm by Burke to get around Willis. And I think, like you said, Coach Aldridge and Bobby Willis both have a legitimate beef on that one.
But we'll leave it in the past because they won't change it now.
MHSA.com.
31-24 with Burke at the line. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. That free throw is off. Rebounded by Spencer. Johnson working up the right side. Sets up at the wing. Now he'll go to Keller in the corner. Dribbles toward the baseline. Picks up the dribble. Cutting Bushinski in the lane. Gets deep and finishes. Hidden Bushinski with 2 points. 92 seconds left in the half. 31-26. Lumen keeping it close right now. Burke against Keller. Right side for Talutki. He dribbles off to the top of the key. Now to Burke. They're near the top circle.
Oh,
dribbles
they hit
and then steps back. We'll get 3 seconds.
Had him wide open twice on a pick and roll.
He was so open he didn't want to leave, so he ended up staying in there too long. Minute 12 left to go. Lumen can cut into this lead a little more. Just 5 points separate these two teams. We've had several lead changes up to this point. Whisper took a breather, but he's going to get back into the game under a minute now. Willis taking his time. Swing pass over to Johnson, left, deep wing. I'm not sure what Lumen's, if they're really trying to hold down for one or what, but they're taking their time.
Yeah.
Willis will drive into the right wing, into the corner for Keller. They'll come down and try to trap him. He spins away from the trap on the baseline, has it knocked away. He saves it right to Willis. Good hustle by Keller, that extra effort. Johnson in the lane, drops it off for Keller down low.
Great pass.
Keller attacks. Dayton Keller has a real knack for getting the ball down deep and getting the foul. You know, he gets the contact, puts it off the glass. He missed the shot, but he'll go to the line for a pair. Real knack for getting that foul call. 27 seconds left in the half. It's 31-26, and Lumen with a chance to get a pair here from the line for Dayton Keller. Just a 16 foul against Western, as he hits nothing but the bottom of the net on that one.
3 for 5 now is Keller.
Couple substitutions. Wisman back in. So it's Wisman, Ebong, Talutki, Cottingham, and Burke for Western. And we got Johnson, Willis, Keller, Spencer, and Thomas for Lumen. Keller missed the second free throw. Wisman rebounds. 22 seconds. Ebong into the lane. Tries to drop it off for Wisman. It goes up high. Wisman on the catch. Willis came through and knocked it away. Otherwise, Wisman's got an easy bunny.
And nearly had that one intercepted.
Ebong from the baseline into Burke. He's all alone. Burke has not been looking to shoot at all tonight. Cottingham goes to Burke left wing. Looking to dribble against Johnson. And now we'll get an offensive foul against Burke for using the off arm. as the entire Lumen Christi bench was signaling to the official. With 3.4 to go, first half, 31-27. Just 4 points separating these two teams. Willis will inbound from the sideline.
That should be a 1-on-1. It's their seventh foul.
Give the shooting for the offensive foul, though. So. Thomas around the defense in the corner. Keller didn't get it off in time. So buzzer sounds in the first half. A really fun, high-paced first quarter and a really plodding, foul-heavy second quarter is how I would describe it in the short term. And we end up with a 31-27 score. We'll take a 3-minute break here to start the half for Denny's Restaurant, and we'll come back, look at the scores, the numbers, and get things lined up for the second half of basketball. Again, 31-27 Western leads on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half. Tyler Wisman with a nice first half for Western as they get out to a 31-27 lead. I've got a score for you from the game out in Ypsilanti. After one, Lincoln leads Hanover Horton 20-10. Apparently, Lincoln started that one out on a 15-0 run.
Wow.
Good job by Horton to recover a little bit and get back into the game. And I think there's probably that little bit of you're on the road.
Yep.
You're playing against that Imani Bates, who's a
lot of hype.
Yeah, a lot of hype. Once that pace catches back up, I think Hanover Horton will be fine. I think they'll be in for a good game over there in Ypsilanti. We got a good one started here, 31-27. Western leads, and how do they get out to the lead, Jason?
Well, they got out to the lead with Landon French and Tyler Wisman leading the way with 8 points apiece. You had five each from Trey Cottingham and Tyler Oxley, 2 points each from Jordan Taluki and Daniel Dustin. Nate Burke, who normally leads the way in scoring for most games for Western, has just 1 point.
Yeah, he hasn't been looking to shoot. He has been looking to penetrate, and he's gotten to the line a few times, having a rough night from the free throw stripe, is Burke. He hasn't been looking for his own shot, but I think it's been more effective when he's able to penetrate and drop it off to somebody like Tyler Oxley or Tyler Wisman, or if they can get it into the corner for open threes for Landon French or Trey Cottingham. So I think maybe Burke just feels like he can be more effective passing the ball.
Yeah.
And keeping his teammates involved in the early going. Meanwhile, Lumen Christi keeping pace, and they got off to a good start. Spencer shooting well, Hubble shooting well, but who led the way officially?
Yeah, officially. Both of them were shooting really, really well. Hubble leads the team with 8. Connor Spencer right behind him with 7. You've got 3 points apiece for Kyer Johnson and Dayton Keller. Then Nick Thomas, Caleb Boyce, and Caden Bashinsky each have 2.
I think the offense for Lumen Christi came out, and they were moving so smoothly, getting open looks. I mean, Spencer hit his shots, and they were all open good looks.
Yeah.
Hubble, the same thing. He was getting open looks in the corner, and Western switched to that zone kind of trapping defense, and Lumen Christi struggled to react to it.
Yeah, they started shooting a little poorly. Spencer got a couple of open looks through that zone, just couldn't knock them down, unfortunately. And, they kind of went a little cold shooting in that second half. But like you said, that switch to the zone kind of confused things, made it a little harder for Lumen to move the ball as effectively as they did in the first quarter.
And, of course, we'll always look for the adjustments in the second half. I imagine Lumen will draw something up against that zone. You might see Western come out and switch, go back man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be fun to see the second half here. I think we're going to be in for a close one all the way down to the wire. Our halftime brought to you by Denny's Restaurant. Denny's.com online. Go ahead and make your order while you're here at the game. Pick it up on the way home.
Yeah.
You can do that. I mean, if you're listening to us on the radio, you're likely not in the building tonight. But so maybe you wait till the game. You order it now. Wait till the game's over. Run, pick it up. Whatever you're doing, yeah. Denny's.com online. Get that Super Slampler.
Yes.
Special. The omelet. That's the one.
You know, it's funny. We were in the car, and we heard the Denny spot during the nooner, and Ashley goes, they're saying Slampler on purpose, right? Yeah. It's definitely intentional, and it sounds delicious.
Slam plus Sampler.
Yes.
Slampler.
Yeah.
Makes a ton of sense. Denny's.com. 2-minute break, and we'll be back with the second half on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Deep Oil, Jason Smith at the half for Denny's Restaurant. Just about 20 seconds left until that buzzer sounds. We're ready for second half action. Second half of our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. I had another score for us out of town, Jason. Varsity boys basketball, Northwest trails Marshall after one, 11-9. A lot of good games going on tonight in the area. And again, if you missed it earlier, Ipsy Lincoln 20, Hanover Horton 10 after the first quarter. But Lincoln started that game on a 15-0 run, so doing a little work to get caught back up are the Comets. Ready to go, 8 minutes on the clock, second half. Panthers will start with the basketball. And starting lineup on the floor for Western. That is also true for the Titans. Burke picked up by Nick Thomason. We see man-to-man defense by the Titans. Cottingham to French. Left wing now, top of the circle for Oxley. Gives to Burke, right wing. Cottingham finds himself all alone for three, and then we'll get a loose ball foul away from the ball. It's going to be a legal screen. And so Lumen Christie gets the stop on possession number one as the Panthers set up full court pressure again.
That's now three fouls on Tyler Oxley, so he'll head to the bench. Wisman will come in, take over the duties of guarding Dayton Keller.
Did a good job on the matchup. He's a good size matchup against Keller, too. He's got the advantage of being a little taller than him, and he's got the muscle to hold him down on the low block. Great pass by Johnson to Thomas. Thomas with a nice feed down to Keller. And as Griffin comes over to block the shot, made contact, and Keller gets to the line. It's just that uncanny knack that Keller has to get that contact and get to the line.
Yeah, there wasn't much contact, but just enough to get the whistle. Griffin trying to plead his case that he got all ball, which was not accurate, but he'll pick up his first foul nonetheless.
7:36 to go third quarter, 31-27. Lumen trails, make it 28 after Keller hits the first.
Keller 4 for 6 from, or 7 now from the line tonight.
Second attempt is short, and it drops right into Griffin's hands. He gets it out to Burke running left sideline. Stops at the wing, now drives into the lane, passes it back to Wisman. Got Wisman a nice look. He left it short, but he did get fouled on the way up, so Wisman's got a pair of free throws coming. Nice kind of no-look backwards pass by Burke in the lane.
Yeah. And that's foul number 3 on Bobby Willis. No activity from the Titan bench yet.
Wisman at the line. That one is off. 6'7 senior center here for Western, Tyler Wisman. The score. You make 32. This free throw is good. 32-28. 4-point lead for Western and full court pressure on. Bobby Willis running the sideline looking for Johnson in the middle of the floor. Gets it to Thomas near the mid-circle. Right side streaking Willis over to Spencer for three. Got it. Spencer trying to pick up that hot shooting he had in the first quarter, and he hits that triple. We got a one-point game again. Cottingham working against Johnson. Gets a screen from Wisman. He rolls to the bucket. Gets it to him. Plenty of room to work, and he goes up for the stuff, and it comes up big off the rim. You can't blame him, the 6'7 big man.
Why not?
To throw it down. Would have energized his whole team. Instead, it counts just like any other miss in the scorebook, 32-31. Titans trail by one with the basketball. Willis going to Keller in the middle of the lane. Smooth finger roll around Wisman, but he missed it and rebounded by the Panthers. Here comes Burke, left wing for Griffin. Drives into the lane, drops it off for Wisman. Another great pass, and Wisman's just collecting assists and putting them in the hoop. 34-31. Western stretched the lead back to three. Willis all the way through the lane and a nice soft touch by Bobby over the front rim. 34-33. Love the back and forth pace. This feels a lot more like the first quarter did, Jason.
Yes, it does.
Cottingham steps back for three. Off the front rim, short. Griffin and Johnson battling for the rebound. Last touch, Johnson out of bounds. It'll stay Western basketball. Is it French is going to inbound? No. Cottingham will replace him. French, Wiseman, Griffin, and Burke. With Cottingham inbounding, gets into the corner for Burke. Tries to go baseline against Thomas. Now he goes back to the line, tries to force himself baseline.
Thomas basically says, you can't do that, that's my move.
Well, I mean, when you look at it, Burke and Thomas are two strong kids.
Yeah.
And often I think Burke could usually, through sheer force of will, get around a guy, but Thomas is one of the few guys who is strong enough to physically match him. Steal on the inbound, and Keller up the floor. Can't finish, but again, Dayton Keller is going to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, he's already made eight trips to the line tonight.
I think we saw, what was it, 19 attempts by Bates last night in that game?
Yes.
Keller maybe tried to top that tonight. 34-33, they trail by one. 5:50 to go here in the third. Keller at the line to tie it, and he left it short.
And that's now two fouls on Wiseman. So you've got two on French, two on Wiseman, three on Oxley for the Panthers. And you've got Thomas with two, Willis with three, Spencer and Kyer Johnson each with two also.
Couple bounces for Keller. Free throw come in. Good. We're tied. 34-34. Griffin inbounds to Cottingham, goes right back to Griffin as he steps inbounds. Full court pressure now by the Titans. Streaking up the left side, Burke found a cutting Landon French. Willis streaking through the passing lane. Knocks it out of bounds. It did look to me like it went off French's leg, and that was the case Willis was making. Official didn't agree. He's closer than I am. We'll defer to him. French will inbound to Burke, right corner. Thomas contesting, and that one goes out of bounds. Last touch, Burke, and the effort between Nick Thomas and Nate Burke has been fun to watch. These guys are working hard against each other.
Yeah, this has been a fun matchup to keep an eye on. Cottingham and Kyer Johnson's been a fun matchup to watch, too, and we're going to get a timeout.
Timeout from the Western bench. We'll take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast. Tied at 34 on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. As we got 5:40 to go, third quarter, second half of our game is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. We're tied at 34. And this has been a good back-and-forth game all the way through. Both teams have been able to, at times, stretch out a 5 or 6 point lead, but then the other team always seems to find a way back. Full-court pressure for the Panthers as the Titans inbound the basketball. Willis looking to get it into Keller. Keller goes to the middle of the floor for Johnson. They get into the front court over to Spencer as he fires for three. Ooh, looked like it was going to go down. Spencer gets the long rebound. He'll take it to the bucket up in the air. Missed. Gets his own rebound. Put back blocked by French. And Wiseman gets the loose ball. Ebong pushed it up the floor for Western with numbers. Cottingham alone in the corner for three. Hit it! Great pace. And a good job by Ebong to find Cottingham alone for three. 37-34. Western jumps back out in front with 5:05 to go in the third. Spencer attacks the bucket into the lane. Jump shot blocked by Burke. Burke pulls down the loose ball. Looks for Wiseman ahead of everyone. And Wiseman just collecting great passes and easy buckets. He's going to continue to rack up points as long as they keep finding him. And will that get a timeout from the Titans? 34-39. A quick 5-0 run by Western. And that's a full timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. 4:49 to go, third quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Full court pass by Willis to Keller, and he left it short. On the nose pass on the run out to break the press, and he missed the bunny. Panthers back the other way. Burke drops off for Wiseman again. He's in the right place at the right time to get a beautiful pass. 41-34. 7-0 run by Western. Into the corner for Spencer for three. That one's off the rim, bounces up high, and goes off the support. And it's out of bounds. .426 left in the third here. 41-34. 7-0 run by the Panthers. And Tyler Wiseman continues to just drop it through the bucket. And, you know, you got a 6'7 kid, and he hasn't had big games we've seen.
Yeah.
And this just seems like everything's – all the conditions are right for him to just go off on a big one tonight. And the Panthers keep looking for him. Burke in particular. Ebong looking to drive. And we get some contact. Looks like he was either going to get a travel or a foul, and he got the foul on the ground, Western basketball.
And that's number four on Bobby Willis, team foul number three. And that'll get Caden Bashinsky off the bench.
Inbound and a shot by Casto. He missed it. Willis stays in the game. They go way down the floor to him. Hubble in the corner. Trying to get to Keller. That's going to be stolen. Castle's got it on the break, and he loses it. Hubble's there to get it. And we'll get a jump ball tie-up. Possession arrow is pointing to
Lumen.
Now Willis go to the bench for Bashinsky. They were late to get the substitution. Willis stayed in the game, and so after the steal, or missed shot, on the inbound, he was down here under the basket by himself. Good hustle back by the Panthers. They continue to pressure Lumen. Inbound goes to Johnson. Cottingham will hand check him, and that'll be a foul against Trey.
Just the first on Trey, fourth on the team. And that will get Caleb Griffin back into the game. Wiseman will take a seat.
What's Wiseman got up to this point?
He has 15.
Johnson on the press, on the penetration for Lumen. Put it up and missed. It gets his own rebound, though, and the putback is good. Here comes Ebong against Bashinsky. And Ebong goes to the bucket. Bashinsky gets a hand on him, and Ebong's going to get a pair of free throws for his trouble. Missed the shot, but he go to the line. 5-point lead for Western. 41-36 with Ebong at the free throw stripe.
Just the first on Bashinsky, team's fourth.
And solid trip for Ebong, 36-43 the score now. Pressure from the Panthers. Johnson up the right sideline. Gets to Thomas in the middle of the floor into the corner for Hubble. And Ebong, with momentum, can't stop it. And he runs into Hubble and commits the foul.
First on him.
Update from the Northwest game. The Mounties lead Marshall now, 27-25 at the half.
Oh, all right.
We'll come from behind there. Johnson into Bashinsky at the top of the key. Right side for Hubble. Over to Bashinsky. Looking back to Hubble. Has it knocked away. Cottingham with the loose ball. On the break. Into the lane. And knocked away. But Griffin recovers. Corner for Cottingham for three. Got it. Trey Cottingham knocks the triple down. 46-36. 10-point lead is the biggest for Western. And a foul on the other end.
That's the second on Elijah Ebong, team sixth. Thomas to inbound.
Thomas from the left sideline. And he'll get to the top of the key for Keller. Looked at the three, now takes a dribble and steps in into the corner for Hubble. He'll fire for three instead. He got it. Big shot. Connor Hubble. Quick down the floor for Panthers. Griffin ahead of everyone. Has to turn it back out. Burke will continue to penetrate. Blocked by Keller. And we're getting a foul against Keller. apparently a little body contact. The shot block was clean. But there was other contact.
Just his second. Team's fifth. Burke has been rough from the line tonight. He's 1 for 4.
Update from Lincoln at the half. Ipsy 33, Hanover Horton 29. So,
oh, all right.
Horton holding their own. 33-29 the score, within four. As Burke hits the free throw, Imani Bates with 12 first half points to lead all scorers. .250 to go third quarter, 47-39. We've kind of slowed it back down again, Jason, with some fouls.
Yeah.
Burke at the stripe, and he knocks down a pair. Make it 48-39. Leap back out to nine.
Jordan Tolucci into the game for Western.
Hubble drops it in for Johnson. Press break on for the Titans. Johnson over to Hubble. Into the middle of the floor for Bushinski. Turns and looks. Left side for Johnson. Drives from there. Gets into the lane.
How did he get that off?
Lost it. He lost it going up. Grabbed it in midair and was able to get the shot to go. Ebong right back down over to Tolucci for three, and he missed it. Hubble rebounds.
It was like a volleyball tip.
Yeah, it was almost just like a set it into the rim.
Yeah.
Johnson attacks again, gets in the lane up and under. Johnson continues to penetrate. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he gets a foul, and he'll go to the line. You can see Johnson hobbled a little bit. I think he had a little ankle twist early in the game, and so you can see him limp a little bit. But he's been very aggressive for the last couple minutes. 48-41, they got down by double digits, but they're cutting back into the lead, keeping it at about seven here. Johnson's free throw is good. Kyer Johnson.
That foul on Jordan Tolucci, his first. Team seventh. Burke back into the game. Casto in. Wissman also back into the game. Connor Hubble on the floor along with Bushinski.
Good trip to the line for Johnson. Lead back to five. 48-43 with 2:18 to go in the third. Burke brings it up for Western, and you got the Titans now playing some zone. Wissman at the high post, French right wing, back and forth passing with Burke. Burke will go to Casto left side. Now Burke at the top right side for French. Takes a dribble inside the free throw line, shoots it, missed, and it's stolen by Casto, but he stepped on the end line. Casto snuck around and swiped it away, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line and turned it back over. 48-43, under 2 minutes now in the quarter. Bushinski goes to the bench as Thomas comes back in. It's Hubble, Thomas, Spencer, Keller, and Johnson for Lumen. Johnson takes the inbound, breaks the press himself, finds Keller up the floor. Keller into the lane, jump shot, leaning in, kind of a jump hook. Got it to go, it rattled home, and it's 48-45. The lead's just three now. Every time somebody grabs an advantage, the other team makes a little run and keeps it close. Minute 37 left here in the third quarter.
We love these kind of games. Every possession means so much.
Big plays all over the place. Johnson coming for a steal on Casto. Didn't get it, and Casto will drive. And that'll be a foul against Thomas, it looks like, on the penetration by Casto.
If it is, that's his third.
Thomas will stay on the floor with three. Oxley back up off the bench to give Wissman a break. And if the Titans are going to play that zone, it really limits the effectiveness of Wissman. He was able to get those pick-and-roll buckets, but the pick-and-roll kind of eliminated as an offensive option against the zone in this case. Minute 14, Burke's got it. Left wing for Cottingham. Back to Burke at the top, about five steps behind the arc. Deep work here on the perimeter. Now he dribbles into the top of the key. Cottingham about three steps behind the line. Hands to Burke. Under a minute to go in the third. Cottingham thinks about the three. Now he steps inside the arc. Cross court to French. Pump fakes for three into the lane. Travel. And took an extra step.
Got away with one when he first got the ball and then dragged that pivot foot.
Yeah, they got him at the end of the play. Good defense. He had to protect the basketball and ended up traveling. Johnson All the way down. Goes across to Spencer. Hubble pulls for three. Partially blocked by Burke. It's tapped back to Hubble, and he does a kind of a one-hander. Missed it, and on the rebound, Ebong secures it. So 48-45, Western stays up by 330 seconds to go here, third quarter.
Ebong wisely slowing things down here.
Attacks a little bit. Hands off to French up to the top for Burke, where he'll reset. Left wing for Cottingham against this Lumen zone defense. Right wing, skip pass over to Burke. Left wing now to the top for Cottingham. Under 10 seconds, Burke fires a deep triple off the heel. Rebounded Ebong, knocked away by Keller, though. Johnson's got it, 2 seconds. Fires for a deep triple. No. Oh, it looks like it might take a bounce in after he missed it off the front rim. That one's no good. 48-45 after three quarters on the second half, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. 1 minute break, and we got the final set for you on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 8 minutes on the clock. Second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Stay tuned following the final buzzer for our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game announcement. A lot of guys still up in the air for this one. And if it stays close all the way, we might have some last-minute heroics that could earn somebody that Player of the Game award. French gets a screen from Oxley. Driving into the elbow, we're going to reach in against Kyer Johnson. And that is number 7 against the Titans. So 1-1 free throws for both teams on every foul.
That's number 3 on Kyer Johnson. So now Willis has 4, Johnson has 3, Spencer with 2, Thomas with 3, and Keller with 2.
French hits the front end of the 1-1. Keller, Thomas, Spencer, Willis, and Johnson for Lumen. Ebong, Oxley, French, Burke, and Cottingham for the Panthers. French hits them both. 50-45. Full court pressure still on for the Panthers. Willis gets it up to Keller. He goes right into Oxley and puts it off the glass. 50-47. When Keller's been able to get that one-on-one, he's daring him to stop him. Mm-hmm. He'll happily go to the free throw line.
And Oxley's got 3.
Oh, nice feed down to Ebong on the baseline. Spencer lost track of him. Ebong goes opposite side of the basket. Spencer stops the shot but gets some contact, and Ebong will go to the free throw line. 18 fouls now for Lumen.
And that's Spencer's 3rd. So a little bit of foul trouble here for the Titans. Thomas, Spencer, Johnson, each with 3. Willis with 4.
As Ebong hits the first of 2 free throws, Wiseman back on the floor for Western. Ebong, 2nd free throw off the heel. Spencer does a good job boxing out the shooter, gets the long rebound. Thomas gives
almost
it to Willis.
Backcourt violation there.
Johnson skip pass to Spencer into the corner. Good defense by Cottingham. Nice closeout. Willis calling for a screen. Aldridge calling out the play from the bench. Nice to have his players right there ready to listen. Willis dribbles left side into the corner for Johnson. Jab step and back out to Willis. Looking for Thomas, the high post, nothing there. Johnson backs right back out to midcourt, gets a screen from Thomas, goes one way around it, into the corner for Spencer. Missed, rebounded by Keller, and he goes up. It's blocked, and we'll get a jump ball call.
Wow. Possession arrow stays with Lumen.
Nice defensive play, and Keller wanted the foul. He's gotten a lot of them, but on that one, I think they made the right call. Good defensive play.
Yeah.
Willis from the baseline into the corner for Thomas. He'll pass it out to Johnson. Johnson looked at the 3. He's doubled there. Dribbles away from the double team. Ebong, watch him. He'll swing it around to Willis. Deep right wing. Now back to Johnson. into the corner for Keller. He'll fire for three and missed. Spencer battling for the rebound, and we're going to push in the back from Cottingham. 1-1 trip to the line for Spencer.
Number two on Cottingham. Now 8 on Western.
Seems so long ago, Jason, but the play at center court where it looked like it potentially could have been a backcourt violation. I think some of the fans wanted it.
Yeah.
But the player has to establish 3 points in the front court, and that's got to be both feet and the ball.
Yep.
And he hadn't done that.
Yeah,
so
he had 1 foot.
Easy call for the official, but the fans a little agitated at it.
Yeah.
But if you don't know that rule or quite understand it, it's easy to expect that was the call, but it was the right call by the officials, or non-call, as it were.
Agreed, yeah.
51-48. Titans keep it close with 6:19 to go. Spencer at the line. Connor hits that free throw, and it's a two-point basketball game.
Lumen's been right there the entire game. Hasn't been able to...
They've had a couple little leads for themselves,
yeah,
especially early. Western's been able to pull ahead by 10. He was on the out-of-bounds line,
yes,
but they
was.
Get the turnover anyway. Lumen basketball, they could tie it or go ahead. Willis picked up by Burke, goes left wing for Johnson. He pulls for three. No! Long rebound. Thomas or Spencer could have had it. Thomas trapped in the corner, passed up to Spencer. 30-second timeout from the Lumen bench. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. 51-49. Western clinging to a two-point advantage. Let's keep it on the broadcast here and talk a little bit about our sponsorship crew. Of course, our second-half sponsor, Minute Man Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Been with us all year long. They open drains others can't. And they tell stories others can't.
That is very true.
It's one of those jobs you might not think about it, but if you happen to be sitting in a bar next to a guy who does drain cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Sit by. Open your ears. Maybe buy him a drink and ask him to tell you a story. It might be gross, but it's probably going to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned following the final buzzer. Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, our player of the game sponsor all year long. Yes, sir, Bob Subway Restaurants do box lunch programs for area sports teams. And I bet you there's not a kid in the building tonight that hasn't had a box lunch from Subway at one point or another.
Oh, yeah.
All those area Subway restaurants.
Cookies, drink, chips, sandwich.
I keep thinking I'm going to go into Subway and get something different every time I go, and I still fall back on the flatbread with steak and cheese.
You got to mix it up a little bit every now and again, man. Meatball sub.
I haven't had a meatball marinara in a while.
There you go.
I'm due. Inbound Willis. Thomas cutting through the lane, and he did hit the out-of-bounds line trying to get the pass. 5:52 to go. Lumen turns it over. It's Western ball, and Lumen's going to set up full-court pressure. It's Johnson, Willis, Thomas, Spencer, and Keller. Inbound goes to French. He'll dribble it up the floor as the Titans drop back. French looking to drive on Spencer. Now he'll change his mind. Pass out to Cottingham. Johnson meets him out there near midcourt. Screen coming from Wiseman. Cottingham doesn't use it. Goes the other way. High post for Wiseman. Pulls up from the free throw line. No. Rebounded Willis. And he goes down to the deck. No call. Just kind of lost his footing.
Yeah.
He does get it away to Johnson, who brings up the floor for the Titans. Trailing by two. Plenty of time here. Keller jab step. Spin move off the glass. Got it. We're tied at 51.
Pretty move by Dayton Keller.
Fancy footwork by the big man off the glass. And now pressure. How did Griffin end up so alone, and how did he miss the pass? Cottingham feeds him down low. Griffin let it go off his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover by the Panthers, 51-51. As much as so many different Panthers have played well tonight,
yeah,
Griffin has felt like he's not been in that rhythm. He goes back to the bench. It's Ebong, Cottingham, French, Burke, and Wiseman for Western. Willis dribbling up against the pressure. Gets it up to Keller, who looks to attack on the baseline. Goes cross-court to Spencer. He's all alone in the corner for three.
And he hit it!
Back-to-back big shots by Lumen. 54-51. The Titans back out in front.
We've been treated to a barn burner.
The multiple lead changes. Elijah Ebong with the basketball now for Western. Couple empty-handed trips down the floor, and Ebon gets in the middle of the lane, and we're going to get a whistle hand check against Spencer.
Yes, and that will be his fourth. Team's ninth.
I keep wanting to call him Spencer Johnson. Is there somebody in the area named Spencer Johnson?
I think it was a couple years ago.
Connor Spencer.
Connor Spencer. Well, right below him in the program is also Kyer Johnson, so.
Maybe it's that. Ebong hits from the line.
Ebong 4-for-4 tonight.
Very, within one. Very fun game tonight with a lot of great performances. We have a difficult choice on player of the game. Ebong misses that one, rebounded by Dayton Keller. Keller tries to get it to Willis. 4:27 left here in the fourth quarter. Burt jumps the passing lane. He's got the turnover. He's going to attack Willis. Tries to pass across to French, and Johnson steals it. Now French steals it back. Ebong drops it off for Burt. Missed the layup. Tap is no good.
Oh, man. Two-point blank opportunities for Burke.
Johnson up the floor, gives it to Thomas, back to Johnson. Burke with another near steal. They get in the corner for Spencer. Three-pointer bounces up high, no good. Rebound tapped, and Spencer chases down his own rebound.
Wow.
Johnson's got it. They go out to trap him. He splits the defense, and he'll get a foul against Ebong.
Third on Ebong, team's ninth. Get some mass substitutions here for the Panthers. Toluki, Daniel Dustin, and Tyler Oxley now all into the game. Oxley has three fouls.
This has just Johnson. Been a fun game. An out-of-town scoreboard check-in. Northwest now trails Marshall 39-34 after three quarters of basketball. Good games all around tonight. Yeah. Johnson hits from the line. Stretches that Lumen lead back out to three. Can make it four with a second one here. Next foul for both teams is the double bonus the rest of the way. 3:51 left here in the fourth quarter. Johnson toes the free throw line. Two bounces. Free throw is up, and it's through. Clutch free throws by Kyer Johnson, 56-54. Cottingham right up the sideline undefended. Keller comes out to make that. Not the case. Johnson with a near steal. Knocks it out of bounds instead, and you can tell he's limping just a little bit on it. I want to say it's his left ankle, but
yeah,
it hasn't affected his play as Johnson's been pivotal for Lumen down the stretch here. Elijah Ebong gets a double screen, goes to the right side, into the elbow area. Now passes out to Toluki. Toluki gets across the top for a screen. Cottingham open, look for three, short. Long rebound, Spencer's got it, gets knocked away. Cottingham in the lane, left it. Oh, a little strong off the heel. The rebound comes out, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be last touch Titans. Panthers will keep possession. They trail by 4, 3:21 on the clock.
Nate Burke back into the game now.
Just a quick breather for Nate. Toluki, Burke, Ebong, Cottingham, and Oxley on the floor right now for Western. Burke driving the lane. Thomas chasing. Missed the layup. Gets his own rebound. Putback is good. Burke with effort the whole way there. And we'll get a timeout from the Western bench.
You know, that is Nate Burke's first field goal of the night.
Yeah, he missed a bunny on the other end. Wasn't going to let it happen again. Second effort on that one. It's a full timeout. Let's take a 30-second break with 3:14 to go. It's 56-54. Titans clinging to a two-point lead on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:14 left here, fourth quarter. Fun second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And I hope it stays that way for the final 3:14. I don't care who wins, Jason. I just hope it's fun down the stretch, as fun as it's been the whole way.
It's been a great, great trek so far through the first three and a half quarters. We are in for a treat to finish this one off for sure.
Bobby Willis gets it into Johnson. Full court pressure here by Western. Johnson working against Ebong. Dribbles up the left side. Goes down court to Keller. Back to Willis. Cross court to Johnson. Deep left wing. Pump fakes and dribbles to the middle. Cutting Keller. Stolen by Oxley. He drops up to Cottingham, who gives it to Burke. Western can tie or go ahead. Trailing by two. Crossover against Thomas. Burke right wing. Gives it up for Taluki, who dribbles across the top. French back up off the bench. Check into the score table as Burke penetrates, drops off to Oxley. What a pass by Burke. Oxley with the lamp, and we're tied again.
Big time score there for Oxley.
Johnson to the left wing for Spencer. Goes back to Johnson. 2:30 left. We're tied at 56. Johnson's going to dribble. Gets a screen from Thomas. Right wing for Willis. Willis looking to try and skip over to Spencer. Wisely doesn't do so. Taluki was there to pick it off.
Mullnix wants Taluki to just ride him, not let Spencer get an open look.
Willis goes to Johnson. Johnson for a while there, he just started penetrating against the defense. There's a driving dish by Willis to Spencer for three, and he hit it!
What a three! With a hand in his face, no less.
And Mullnix in Taluki's ear saying, "Where were you?" 59-56 on another big three by Connor Spencer. Ebong drops it off for Taluki. Dribbles to the wing. Back to Ebong. Ebong tries to go baseline. Keller's there. Travel by Ebong. Big defensive play as Keller perfectly timed to help defense. And French will go in for Taluki. Ebong, Cottingham, Burke, French, and Oxley. It's Willis, Johnson, Thomas, Keller, and Spencer for Lumen. They lead by three with 90 seconds left.
Oh,
nice
wide open.
Thomas all alone. Johnson seeing the court perfectly. 5-point lead for Lumen, and it's starting to look a little dire for Western. They need a big one here. Screen for Burke. Gets past the defender, and we'll get a foul. Burke's going to get a pair of free throws. And who's that going to be against? That's big here.
That's on Keller, his third. Team's 10th.
So Spencer was out there. And I think he's got four, right?
Spencer does have four, yes. Not a guy they can afford to lose either. He has come up huge. A pair of threes so far in this fourth quarter.
61-56, and Burke misses the first one, left it short.
He is now 3 of 7 tonight. From the free throw line, just one field goal for him as well.
That one's nothing but net. And a substitution. Oxley goes to the bench. Wisman back on the floor for Western. Minute 16 remains. Titans up by four with the basketball. Johnson tries to pass to Thomas in the middle. Kicked ball. And Lumen will keep possession. Minute 12. 61-57. Johnson. Pressure in the backcourt. Gets away to Willis. It goes out of bounds. Last touch. Panthers. I think Burke got a hand on it.
Ebong and Burke did a great job coming back to try to trap Kyer Johnson. Thomas will inbound now for the Titans.
Aggressive defense. They have to go back court for Willis, and Burke chases him out there. They'll trap him just over the midline. Does get it away to the midcourt for Johnson, into the corner for Spencer, and they steal from him. French with the knockaway. Up the floor quickly for the Panthers. Touch pass by Wisman, and Burke is clobbered by the Nick Thomas Express, chasing the play down.
Yeah. Talk about a couple. That is a freight train collision. That wasn't even a car accident.
52 seconds to go. It's going to be two free throws for the Panthers, and it's going to be Burke at the line. 57-61, under a minute.
And that's Thomas's fourth.
Say, whether he gets them early in the game or late, Thomas is going to use all of those fouls.
Burke, 4 for 8.
Toe on the line now. Left-handed free throw stroke. That one's nothing but net. Turned on his clutch setting. 58-61. It's a one-possession basketball game, and if you're Western, that's exactly where you want to be after being down by 5. 3 looks a lot better. 2 looks even nicer with Burke at the line for the second free throw, and that one's good too. 59-61. Lumen's lead down to 2 points with 52 seconds. You can't get comfortable if you're Lumen. And Willis taking his time inbounding. Aldrich will take a timeout. That's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break here on the broadcast. Final 51.4 seconds when we come back at WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4 to go here, 61-59, Lumen up by 2, inbound to Thomas, goes into Johnson. Johnson trapped up the floor to Spencer, and a near knockaway by Griffin, but he fouled Spencer. And Connor's going to go to the line with a chance to put him up by 4. End of 3 in Lincoln, Ipsy leads 54-53 over Hanover Horton. Another close one there, that Northwest game was a close one. Keeping an eye on all those scores for you here on the broadcast.
Connor Spencer at the line for 2 after the foul.
Missed it.
The foul charge to Caleb Griffin, his second.
Griffin Oxley. Will go to the bench. Oxley back in. Spencer, 2 dribbles, fires the free throw, gets it. That one was big. It's a 3-point game with 44 seconds. Burt, kind of 3-quarter court pressure here by the Titans. And I got a whistle. Official timeout. Spencer's got some blood on his hand, it looks like. So that'll get into the game as Spencer goes to with the trainer.
He's probably saying, hurry up, I got to get in there. Band-aid me now. Just give it to me. I can do it faster.
Cut it off.
I don't care. Cut it off. Get me back in the game. It's not a shooting hand, so...
62-59, a 3-point lead for the Titans. And we got our final 39 and a half seconds left.
So if you're Western, you've really, you've got a couple options here. I mean, you can try to go down low to Oxley, maybe Ebong or Burke, look for a 3-point play with a foul call, or do you go to Cottingham, maybe French, and try to pull up the triple try. Cottingham has 3 of them on the night so far. French has 2 three-pointers, both of them in the first half. Hasn't really done much at all in the second half.
If I'm Western right now, I set Cottingham up in that left wing, left corner area, wherever he finds the most space. I get Nate Burke to drive. If he feels like he can get the 3-point play at the rim, he does it. If he feels like it's a better pass to Cottingham, you do that instead.
Yeah.
I let Burke make the decision instead. He pulls for 3. Oh, it was halfway down. French rebounds. And we're going to get a foul against the Titans.
Yeah, I think it's going to go on Nick Thomas. Yes,
it
will.
4 on him.
That's 5.
Or 5, yeah, I'm sorry. He had 4. Yep. This is 5.
He'll foul out with 4 points.
Big rebound there by French, and Burke nearly knocked down that triple.
Connor Spencer back in. He's got 4 fouls. Willis has 4. Spencer's got 4. Johnson has 3. Keller has 3. For Western, Ebong and Oxley each have 3, so plenty of fouls to go around there.
French at the free throw line. He leaves it short. Yeah, if this were to go into extra time, Jason, that loss to Nick Thomas can be would be important.
Yeah.
But right now, the Titans hoping that's not the case. They still lead by 3. French can make it just 2 at the free throw line. Second attempt is good. And now we'll get a timeout from the Western bench. Just keep it on the broadcast here. Take a little glance at what we've got coming up for you. High school basketball coverage. So on Monday starts the district tournament for the boys. These Western Panthers will make their way to Charlotte, where the Stockbridge team is waiting for them. Are they Panthers?
Yes.
Panthers versus Panthers. I like that. Northwest and Eaton Rapids, the second end of that doubleheader.
The Greyhounds.
The Greyhounds and the Mounties.
Yeah.
Pretty fun district out there. Michigan Center with a first-round bye. So it's the winner of the Northwest-Eaton Rapids game will face the Cardinals in round two. And I believe it is that Charlotte team that's waiting for the winner of the Western Stockbridge game. And you'll hear all those games right here on WKHM. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to start our high school tournament coverage. Meanwhile, Power Cow, our backup station for the high school basketball coverage, Mayor Cook Lake and Napoleon, 7 o'clock on Monday. As we expand our coverage for high school basketball, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center in the postseason. Inbound struggling to get it in. Wyszynski gets it into Willison. Burke tries to knock away from behind, commits the foul, and that'll get Willis to the line. 23.7 to go. 62-60, the Titans lead. And Bobby Willis, to me, he could miss him.
He could. He's not a guy who really looks for his own shot, and we don't see him really.
I'm trying to recall. He had a one finger all this game. Yeah. I don't think he's taking another shot.
No. He's a guy who's more of a facilitator, but we'll see how accurate he is at the line.
First free throw is good.
Well, there you go. That answers that question.
Question answered. Clutch mode for Bobby Willis. Pushes the lead to 63-60. Can make it a two-possession game here with his second free throw. Now we've got a official timeout to wipe up some sweat.
Hubble in for Wyszynski for the Titans.
And the officials. Wait, can we get another towel out here?
I think they're looking for the the iodine or the alcohol there to clean up the
Spencer's blood still hanging out there.
He's showing them his tape. It's all taped up, but they just want to be extra sure. Might have been from one of the previous trips down the floor before he got taped up.
Spencer got black electrical tape there on his hand. That's kind of that quickie, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you got.
I don't care.
63-60 at 23.7 seconds left in the fourth quarter here. A fantastic game all the way. We'll let this final 23.7 play out. Stay tuned following that final buzzer, whether it's now or after an overtime period. We will get you our Subway Player of the Game.
And if you remember, back to game number one, Lumen Christie, Battle Creek, Penfield. Penfield hit a half-court shot in overtime to win that game 75-74 and beat Lumen. So hopefully Lumen can exact a little revenge from game number one here and hold on to this last-second lead they've got.
63-60, 23.7 seconds. Bobby Willis has the basketball back. He made the first of the pair. Toes the line, the shot's up, and he hits them both. Senior is going to have a good memory there of a solid trip to the line. Ebong quickly up the floor for Western, all the way to the bucket. Missed it! Keller rebounds. Ebong had a clear lane to the basket, and he chases down Johnson and sends him to the line. 11.8 seconds. I don't think Ebong thought he would be that open.
Yeah, just left it a touch short. Yeah, you saw him kind of hesitate a little bit, like, wait, the lane's not supposed to be this open for me.
The help defense got there late. 64-60, Johnson can ice it here. And he hits. Kyer Johnson walked up with an outstretched hand to the right side, and Hubble fived him. He looked to the left side of the lane, nobody there but two Western Panthers, and he knew he wasn't going to get any love over there as he free throws. That one's short and rattles in. 66-60. A lot of options for the Panthers. Burke dribbling. Gets it to Oxley in the corner for three. No. Rebounded Keller, and that's going to do it. 66-60. The final as Lumen Christie tops Western and stays hot. And Western will have to wait another day to claim sole ownership of first place in the IA Conference. I mean, they're still in first.
Yep.
They've clinched a share of the championship. They need a Coldwater loss or a win against BC Harper Creek in their next game to clinch that sole ownership of the championship. Handshake line going on, and big win tonight for Lumen Christie. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back, pick our Subway player of the game, look at the numbers, and wrap up our regular season coverage of high school basketball on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game. The Lumen Christie Titans steal the win tonight, 66-60. Back and forth contest the entire way, and the Titans just made more shots when it mattered late in the game. And full credit to Connor Spencer for shooting well all night. And they were looking to go to him when they had the game on the line, and he did not let them down. And the Western defense was focusing on him. Lost him for a moment, and that's all the space Spencer needed to knock down a big three that really put him up, and they just had to hit free throws down the stretch to ice it. So our Jackson Area Subway player of the game, Connor Spencer.
Yeah, fantastic night for him. 19 points total, including 4 threes, and as you mentioned, a couple of clutch free throws, a big-time three-pointer in the fourth quarter, and really just came up big when they needed him the most.
Yeah, just great job by the Titans all night. Both teams impressed me with penetration and distributing.
Yeah.
Nate Burke several times on the drive found Tyler Wisman for just absolute bunnies, absolute easy buckets. Kyer Johnson, Bobby Willis, both two guys who really know how to pass the basketball. And Spencer doesn't get open for those threes without that penetration and passing by both of those guards. So real team effort tonight. Spencer gets the award, but let's run down the numbers for the rest of the Titans.
Yeah, for the rest of the Titans, Kyer Johnson finishes with 13. You had 11 points each from Dayton Keller and Connor Hubble, who had a fantastic night off the bench. Bobby Willis finishes with 4. Nick Thomas finished with 4 before he fouled out. And then Caleb Boyce and Caden Buschinski added a pair of points apiece.
Yeah, just as we mentioned, Lumen Christie, now they were 4 of their last 5, make it 5 of their last 6, playing their best basketball when it matters here at the end of the season. They leave themselves out of the conversation for conference champion.
Yeah.
But they'll be a factor in that district tournament that they'll be playing. They're at Grass Lake with Vandercook Lake, Napoleon, Grass Lake, East Jackson. So that's going to be a district that they'll have a good shot at.
All winnable games for them.
Yeah. Those are going to be some pretty good matchups, I think. Meanwhile, Western taking the loss. They avoid back-to-back losses. Or no, excuse me, that was their,
yep, that
their
was
last game was Friday. So this is a back-to-back loss situation for them. Both conference games, both losses in their last two. And how did the numbers sort out for the Panthers?
Well, Tyler Wisman was the star of the night, as you mentioned. Got a lot of easy looks at the bucket, courtesy of Nate Burke. He finished leading the team in scoring with 15. You had 11 each from Landon French and Trey Cottingham. 8 points from Nate Burke's, 6 of those from the free throw line. 7 out of Tyler Oxley, 4 from Elijah Ebong, and 2 apiece from Daniel Dustin and Jordan Taluki.
Yeah, Nate Burke didn't look for his shot much at all throughout the game, but Tyler Wisman had how many points again?
Tyler Wisman had 15.
15, and he doesn't get most of those without great distribution from Nate Burke, and a couple other guys found him at different times. But I don't want to take anything away from Wisman, because you got to make those shots, and he was doing that, shot a real high percentage tonight, and that's because he was point-blank range. He did miss the jam, and I bet he'd like to have another try at that one.
Yeah.
Because that would have been emphatic. And that would have really energized the Panthers. But a good game all around. Fun to watch. And do we got a final yet from Lincoln?
I just got a text. Horton leads 74-71 with 15 seconds left.
74-7 with 15 seconds, and the Hanover Horton Comets can take down that Ypsilanti Lincoln team that outlasted Jackson High last night. Now, we talked about it in the pregame, Jason. That's not the second night of a back-to-back for Lincoln.
Yeah.
So that's a tough one to go in there and get a victory when you got a very good Hanover Horton team. And we noted we got started late last night. It's parents' night in that game. We got started late, 10 o'clock before I got home, and I didn't have to drive all the way to Ipsy. So those kids were out till 10, probably 10:30, 10, you know, almost 11 o'clock before some of them got home last night.
And yeah, they had to get up and go to school. Settle down and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to get up and go to school today. So I'm sure there are some fatigued legs, and I don't mean to take anything away from the Hanover Horton victory because Imani Bates is the real deal. And for them to have done what seems to be a really great job against him, and I don't want to count any chickens before they hatch, but it's looking pretty good for Horton to get the win. Hanover Horton's going to have all kinds of momentum going into the postseason in their district, and they've been winning district championships for a minute. They actually go out of the area. They're going to Reading for their district, and they got a first-round bye. And I don't want to get confident or overconfident and say pencil them into that region, but that's kind of how I feel about the way that district looks.
Yeah, and it's we've been saying that about a lot of these area teams, that it's a winnable district, but they did draw some pretty good districts for the most part, did the area teams, and they're all winnable. The big question and the brick wall that a lot of these teams have run into lately is that regional, when you start to get into the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti teams, the Detroit area teams, and some of those powerhouses over there that make it really, really difficult to make your way to the Breslin Center.
Well, and, you know, you if you're Hanover Horton or you're one of these other Division III teams, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central is always out there waiting, and that was a buzzsaw that the Comets ran into last year. So there's always those couple teams that you expect to see in that region waiting for you, and those are the ones you're thinking about. And I Hanover Horton, with the steady coaching hand of Chad Mortimer, never, I don't think they ever look past the game.
Yeah.
So obviously they have a great frame of mind, but yeah, it's a tough region when you get in there, Division III. Meanwhile, Division II, that's a tough district there with Michigan Center, Northwest. You're going to have Western in there. You're going to have Charlotte, Eaton Rapids. That's going to be a fun district, and we'll have live coverage of that for you. Double headers both Monday and Wednesday on WKHM. We're still sorting out the broadcast teams, but the plan is, or at least my plan, which can be overridden, is that we'll be out there for those games, heading to Charlotte for some playoff basketball.
And we do have a final now, waiting on the final score, but we do have confirmation that Hanover has beaten Ipsy Lincoln.
So there you go, Hanover Horton. And Chad Mortimer was at that game last night at Jackson High, as you'd expect. And, I talked to him a little bit, and he just seemed in it. He seemed in good spirits. And I think he had kind of a treating this like it was a warm-up, a tune-up game. Win or lose, they're getting to see some really good competition.
Yes.
And that's going to be really valuable to Hanover Horton, this team that I think is capable of making a really deep run. And I think even the Hanover Horton fans will remember the last time that Horton went to the semis and they ran into that Flint Beecher team.
Yeah.
That Flint Beecher buzzsaw that really out-physicaled them and came out and shocked them early. And Hanover Horton was never quite able to recover. So this is one of those games against a team that's going to be similar to or reminiscent of that Beecher team. So Hanover Horton's got just a tremendous experience under the belt after this win. And it's also a mental advantage to know that you can beat a team like that with a star player like Imani Bates, who is, as just a freshman, as we mentioned, 15 years old, but he's got NBA caliber talent at this level.
Yeah.
And he's a guy, the first time I can recall seeing a guy who I expect fully to, at worst, have a cup of coffee in the NBA, and at best, be a very good pro.
Yeah, and we've seen guys come through that played at the next level, like an Austin Davis, like Kari Willis, who didn't play basketball at the next level, but moved on to the next level.
Division I athletes.
And yeah, exactly. And really, Imani Bates, alongside maybe Kari Willis, is probably one of the best athletes that you and I, at least, have seen
in any arena.
And as I was driving home last night following that game, I was going through that comparison in my head, Kari Willis to Imani Bates. And to me, Willis was the superior physical specimen.
Yep.
But I saw Kari Willis as a junior senior.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen Imani Bates as a freshman, so
yeah.
In 3 years, who knows?
Yeah, when he adds 20 pounds of muscle, 30 pounds of muscle, maybe another inch or two of height, and you know we'll really see what that kid can do when he starts to mature.
Yeah, it just makes the win more and more impressive for Hanover Horton tonight. Yeah. Meanwhile, Lumen Christie outlasted Western in one of the best games we've watched all year. Real entertaining from start to finish, 66-60 the final. Jackson Area Subway player of the game tonight, Connor Spencer. And congrats to the Hanover Horton Comets for getting the win over Lincoln.
78-73.
Look at those point totals. Hanover Horton, just great shooting. And going to be a fun postseason. We'll get that started for you on Monday. This is our final regular season game of the year.
It's so crazy.
Relax, recharge your battery. There are some good area games still to come for the next couple. I fully expect that Western will handle their business against BC Harper Creek and be the sole champion in the Interstate 8 Conference. Hanover Horton's already won their conference. And it's all about the district tournaments at this point. So we'll wrap it up here from Lumen Christie. Again, our final 66-60. The Titans beat the Panthers here in WKHM. For Josh Ankrel back in the studio, my broadcast partner Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Tonight's live Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, Seymour Ford, Jackson Public Schools, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Alro, Denny's, College and Career Access Center, Subway, Jackson Speedway, West End Farm to Table, American Title, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Jackson YMCA, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Columbia School District, Jimmy's Towing and Auto Service.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.